I would appeal to the public to make submissions to the development plan before the end of this month. Catherine, we are entering the last fortnight for submissions to a plan that will shape Donegal from the years 2018 to 2024. Now, the development plan is not all about housing. It has strong policies on tourism, on our natural resources, on natural and bulk heritage, on our infrastructure. Now, the infrastructure brings in the flooding, so people can have their say in relation to flooding. So this is an opportunity to actually put submissions into the development plan that will help Donegal going into the future.
You mentioned also previously that the document is encouraging urban development as opposed to rural. Is that another concern that you still feel?
That is a major concern that I have in relation to one going against the other. Now, it's all, as the man says, value for money, but we still need to protect rural Ireland going forward. The situation at the minute is with Irish Water taking over the infrastructure in relation to the sewage treatment plants, etc., etc. I feel that this could have an adverse effect on rural Ireland going forward.
And it is worth reminding people that if they don't make their submissions and then down the line they query something, it is very hard to change what is effectively set in stone.
That is correct. The policy, if the policy is in place, you can't change it. The horse is already bolted, there's no point closing the gate then. So I would appeal to the people, they have a fortnight left to seriously have a look at the draft county development plan. If they have any concerns, get on to their local councillor who has an input and has a knowledge of the development plan and say to them, for them to put on the submission for them, because from 2018 to 2024, this is what's going to shape Donegal going into the future.